Welcome to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Each week, I help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. Security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, those are just a few of the things that we cover. And the main purpose of the Middle East Report is to encourage you to read, study, and apply the Word of God in your life. And the best way to do that is to connect to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word. And I help you do that each and every day. Thank you for joining me. And I just want to remind you that you can download a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We have the podcast and all the major podcast platforms out there. And also, you can go to AFR.net, click on the podcast tab, look for the Middle East Reports, and you'll be able to find all the information there about what we do and listen to all of the shows, including archived editions of the Middle East Report. Joining me today here in the United States, he is not in Israel. Surprise. We're talking about Josh Waller. He is part of the Israel Guys and part of the incredible work that is going on in Israel to love and serve the Jewish people. Hi, Yovel. Josh, thank you for joining us today here in the good old United States.
That's right, John. So glad to be back on here with you.
Well, you've got obviously a lot going on in Israel. And for somebody who doesn't know about what you guys do there in the land of Israel, tell us real quick.
So I actually originate right here from the hills of Tennessee, where we're sitting now. And 20 years ago, we fell in love with the people of Israel. We had an Israeli flag in our living room. Like, we just loved the Jewish people, but we didn't know even one Jewish person. And we said, you know what? We could sit back on the couch and continue to wave the flag and be happy about that and continue to support Israel from afar. But we just had something in our hearts that said, we want to go. And we want to be a part of serving the nation of Israel in a really practical way. We were farmers. And so 20 years ago, we started farming and helping the people of Israel with their farming. That's where it started. Today, it is so much more. And thank God, it's grown to where we help not just farmers, but communities. There's 200 communities that we serve in the biblical heartland of Judea and Samaria. It's not the West Bank, right? So throughout the 20 years that I've been there, since I was 14 years old, we've learned so much. And there's so much biblical significance. There's so much for Christians to be able to stand with Israel right now, especially now. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But yes, that's where we started 20 years ago, serving the nation of Israel.
Yeah, so many things going on. And you have brought literally hundreds of people, volunteers, to Israel on the beautiful hills of Samaria to help the Jewish farmers there. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the land is just coming back to life.
It is. And you know, that's something that the prophets prophesied. The desolation of Israel was prophesied, but also the restoration of Israel. And we're actually seeing that. We've been a part of it physically with our hands. We've planted thousands and thousands of vines. We planted thousands and thousands of trees. So literally that desolate land is coming back to life as the Word of God says it will. And it also says that the people will return, right? The ancient ruins will be rebuilt. There's countless, like if you were to look at Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Joel and Amos and all these prophetic words spoken about the land of Israel, it's very consistent. The Jewish people are going to come home. They're going to rebuild the land. The land is going to come back, right? And they're going to rebuild these ancient ruins. And those three things are happening today more so than any other time in Israel's history, meaning there's more Jews now living in Jerusalem than ever any time in human history before. That's redemptive. The Jewish people are coming back to their homeland. There's now 7 million Jewish people living in the land of Israel. When has history ever seen such a thing? So as dark as things are and as hard as they are, we're also a part of, and we feel like it's a Christian obligation to stand with and help to build up the land of Israel in a very positive and powerful way. And that's we believe in that so much that we've given our lives to this. And we see about 300 to 500 volunteers every year coming through. And Lord willing, that number will continue just to grow.
Talking to Joshua Waller, one of the Israel guys with Hi Yovel. And we are definitely going to talk about the Israel Summit that's coming up May 20th through the 22nd. We want everybody to mark those days down on your calendar, May 20th through the 22nd, the Israel Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. It's something that you are invited to. Those of you who are listening today, you don't want to miss this. We're going to tell you all about that coming up here in just a moment and how you can do that. But Josh, everybody's talking about a two-state solution. Two-state solution. Is that a good thing?
Well, to be very clear, it's absolutely a horrible thing. And as a Christian, and we're talking to Christians, we had to have a biblical approach. Is this a political thing we're talking about, or is this a biblical thing? And the Bible speaks incessantly about, do not divide my land, over and over and over again. And as for Christians, Take the politics out and just read the Bible, and we'll see a very clear answer to that question. It says, do not divide. We say, okay, what's on the table right now? Making Jerusalem the capital of a 22nd Arab state called Palestine. Okay, so we have 21 Arab states. We have one Jewish state. Even from a political perspective, guys, it doesn't make any sense. But when we add the Bible to this, it becomes very clear, right? So what's on the table now is to create a 22nd Arab state. There's 21 Arab states already. I'm talking about Muslim, and these states that surround Israel. I'd mentioned 7 million Jews living in Israel. Well, there's 400 million Arab Muslims surrounding Israel, and the political sphere out there says that they need another Arab, Islamic, jihad as well, right? Because that's what it would be. State, and where does that need to be? In the heart of the one and only Jewish state known in the entire world. The biblical return of the Jewish people, the nation being formed in one day as a total miracle, it's just as the prophets foretold, is now by the nations all coming together with it, just like the Bible says, guys. I mean, as horrible as it is, this also gives us faith. The Bible, what a living book. And every single one of those prophecies, why did it say it if it wasn't for this moment in time that we live in when all the nations are gathering together to do one thing, and that's divide Israel, divide Jerusalem. And that's what all the war we're talking about now, all the chaos that we're seeing, all of this is being pointed right now. If you want to dig a little deeper, with a two-state, just like you said, Israel's now on their knees with this horrific war they're in the middle of, fighting those Arab nations surrounding them that want to annihilate them. And Israel is now being challenged with how will they do this? And the nations around are now pushing, now that Israel's on their knees, are pushing for the very thing that hurts Israel the most, cutting off pieces of land and giving it to their archenemy.
I don't think people realize that this so-called two-state solution is really a one-state solution, and that is to remove the Jews from Israel. I mean, is that accurate?
So I've living in Israel since I was 14 years old, I've had the opportunity of actually going into a lot of Arab villages as well. And one thing that people don't understand, and I'll make this very clear, is when you go into an Arab village, which I've done many times, it's very dangerous now. And it was dangerous then, but I went in because I felt like it was important for me to understand what's going on so I would be able to tell you now. I met with mayors of the Arab villages. They didn't know that I was pro-Israel, so that would have been more dangerous. In their offices, sent maps, and over that map, you do not see the name Israel. You see the name Palestine, and it's over the entire nation of Israel, not a Jew left. They're very clear. You won't find a map with a two-state solution in any Arab place in all of the whole Arab nations all surrounding Israel, including those of the Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank area. You will not find it anywhere. Every single one of them are dead-bent on destroying and annihilating Jewish presence completely. Now, the politics of the United States right now may be saying that we want a two-state. The Arabs' two-state is exactly what you just said. It's no Jews remaining. This is a stepping stone towards annihilating the Jews. If they can pull them out of one area, that will just be a stepping stone to where they can then go to Tel Aviv. That is crystal clear in the Arab villages. And I'll add to that, when you drive into that Arab town, you know what the roundabout that you arrive in the middle of town, that's the way they all are. Guess what's in the middle of that roundabout? There's a huge monument. The one who killed the most Jews' name will be on that monument. And every single Arab town and every side street will be named after someone that killed a Jew. The highest level of honor will be granted to the one who kills the Jewish person. I do not think people understand what's going on. We're looking at this situation through a Middle Eastern situation through a very democratic American mindsets that just do not work in the Middle East.
Well, it's just not the Biden administration that's calling for a two-state solution, not just the Democrats. It's a lot of the Republicans. And again, this does not work. You all, as a result of that, and as a result of what you do there in the land of Israel, has said, all right, enough is enough. Keep God's land, all of it. You are calling together believers from all over the country to come together to Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. And that's what this summit is all about, because there is a major issue going on where we, the American people, the people of the world, the Bible-believing people do not understand the very basics of the situation because we're being inundated with the wrong side. We're being inundated with information that's just not correct. We're even through all the news agencies, like you said, even Republicans have fallen prey to the misinformation that's going out around the globe on this issue, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, and their need right now more than ever to stand as a Jewish nation to be strong. So that's what this conference is going to be coming up in May, is exactly about that. We're bringing in people from Israel to give that message, including members of Knesset. Like, this is going to be a mainstream Jewish, so we can bring what's happening in Israel to America. The voices do not exist right now. There's political voices that exist, but this is going to be the people of Israel representing what their desires are, what is actually going on, so the American people can be woken up to what's actually happening.
It's coming up May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. And I just want to point everybody to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You can go there, shoot them a message. I'm sure they're going to have some information about this up on their website, theisraelguys.com. And I'm pretty sure it's going to fill up really, really quickly. You've got people coming in from all over the country. And so what's going to happen during these days there with this conference?
Well, we'll have these headline speakers, including people that have lived inside the Judea and Samaria. Again, that's called the West Bank. There's no bank anywhere close to it. It's a ridgeline. It's a mountain region. So we're going to be pulling out some of the most, these issues that are completely misunderstood by mainstream media will be clarified and understood in crystal clear terms by the people themselves. I speak on behalf of Israel all the time, but hey, I'm a Tennessean. I lived in Israel and I continue to live there today. We want to hear it from the people. We don't want to, like America has done this way too many times. We go and create something and we try to patch it over something. No, we want to hear from the people of Israel themselves on what is actually going on, not through a filter, but crystal clear what's happening in Israel and how can we help? That's what we want. We want to say, how can we help you? And this is going to be this event will be geared towards introducing people to the people of Israel and connecting. We want to connect to these people so that we can therefore help, undergird them, strengthen them in their time of need.
Yeah, this summit is coming up May 20th through the 22nd, and I want to encourage you to make plans to be a part of this May 20th through the 22nd, Nashville, Tennessee, theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You can go there, and I'm sure they're going to have all kinds of information for you to sign up and be a part of this. And I know you're going to have a special meal. It's really going to be a great time of information, but it's going to be a time of motivation and a time of celebration, too.
That's right. It's followed with a gala dinner as well with those that would want to participate in that. It's going to be the Israel Summit, meaning this is where it is. Let's disregard all the politics of all the crazy leftist stuff that's going on in America and being pressed on Israel. We want to hear the truth of what's actually going on, and this is where you'll hear it at the Israel Summit.
Now, God's word says all of the land is Israel's. I mean, every bit of it, right? And as I was looking through, you know, some of the information that you've been sending out about this summit, it's like Gaza, that's Israel. Jerusalem, that's Israel. Judea and Samaria, that's Israel.
Yeah, well, even places, let's start with Jerusalem. Jerusalem is what's on the chopping block. Is there anyone that has a thought, even in the Christian world, that Jerusalem's not part of Israel? No, that was the capital. King David found, like, Jerusalem. This should be in all of our hearts. We're commanded in the Bible. It's a mandate that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We should be, if we're not praying for the peace of Jerusalem, we're disconnected from what God is doing right now. And the forces that be, the godless forces around the world that are attacking, what are they attacking? The very thing that we're supposed to have in our hearts, deep in our hearts, Jerusalem, that God would restore, make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth, as the prophet Isaiah says. We have to have this in our hearts. And if not, it's like we're abstaining. You know how bad that is, that we just stand by as if we're not interested in the very thing that God says he loves, right? And so today we have to press into it, right, and grab a hold. Jerusalem, of course, the Jewish people coming back is one of the greatest, most significant things of modern time. The nation of Israel being founded, places coming back like Hebron and Shiloh and Bethel and all these places, Bethel, all these places, biblical, you know, Shechem, like all these places that were in the hands of the Arabs that have taken them over are now being liberated, 1967, liberated into the hands of the Jewish people. We celebrate that. We think that was a miracle, like of the times of Joshua, right? When they come back into the land and God liberates this before them. we're seeing that kind of moment right now in Israel. And this is the moment for us to understand it's significant. God's people are returning home, and they're returning to the very same home that they did when Joshua led the children of Israel through the wilderness and into the promised land. It's the same promised land today, and they're coming back as was prophesied.
Well, everybody needs to come to the Israel Summit. It's May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Again, go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You get all the information right there to sign up. I'm sure it's going to fill up really, really quickly, so please go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com, and you can get a lot of great information there. What's going to happen, Joshua, after Gaza? Israel is going to defeat its enemies. We know that, both in the north and, of course, in Gaza. What will happen to Gaza? A lot of people are saying, well, let's just give it back to the Palestinian Authority. I mean, is that a good thing?
Well, you know, we've seen that before. And of course, we talked about the godless culture. Well, the godless culture will absolutely 100%, and we've already seen it through Blinken and a lot of these people in the American administration that are pressing Israel even to back out now. These terrorists that have taken and destroyed Israeli lives, you know, these are innocents, civilians they've destroyed. Them saying, it's too much. It's gone. You've gone. This war's been over the top, according to Biden. Like all of these things, that's an atrocious thing to say to an ally that is fighting a war on terrorism. And when they flaunt the numbers of saying you've killed X amount of Gazans, and without mentioning this is terrorist, is evil. And it's misinformation, and that's what's happening right now in on the globe. All these international news agencies are bashing the very people that are doing the right thing. War is hard. We don't like it, but it has to happen when godlessness goes to the extent of coming and harming you and your family, your godly, righteous, holy nation of Israel. When it attacks you, you cannot just lay back and let them continue to attack. The 400 million Arabs that surround Israel are laughing and scoffing at this nation right now. And they need us to support. Gaza has to be resettled by Israel. It has to. Jewish people I know people that lived in Gaza. I've been to those areas. This place has to be redeemed. It has to be brought back into the hands of Israel. It can no longer be used as a hell, right? As a place of holding. This place has to be delivered. And I'm telling you, the Gazans, if we talk about the civilians, those that are not, you know what they would want? They would want Israel to be in charge. If there's good Gazans left in that place, that godforsaken place, Israel needs to redeem them. They need to go and save them from the wretchedness of their government that is using them as human shields and everything else you could imagine that's evil and horrible. So yes, Israel, it has to. Israel's going to be playing politics because they have to. They're a small nation, and America is off the rails right now. And we unfortunately, we see America pressuring Israel to do things that they should not do, and they never should do that. But we have to see Israel. And that's what our job is as Christians around the world that support Israel, is to raise our voices and say, Israel, we're with you. We have your back. And more than that, this is more than just us having their back. When we align ourselves with Israel, the blessing of God is upon us. We all know that. You bless Israel, you will be blessed. And this is a part of the basics of understanding Israel. So yes, Gaza has to be resettled by Israel, the security. Jews need to be allowed back onto those beaches. It has to be cleared. The terrorism has to be ridded from that place.
You know, there was a survey that was done that asked about support for Hamas, and the majority of Arabs in Israel support Hamas. And then, you know, a lot of people saying, well, get the Palestinian Authority, which is the governing authority for, you know, the Arab population there, a lot of the Arab population in Israel, get them to, you know, govern Gaza. But are they a good partner? I mean, what intentions do they have for Israel?
Well, it's just the same intentions that Hezbollah or anybody else would have. They actually have a charter. Like it's not like a guessing game. All of the Arab entities, and there's 21 different terrorist organizations that work just around where I live. And these terror organizations all have written charters. And almost every Arab in the whole region are a part of one of these factions. And those factions fight each other within as well. But their main goal is to absolutely destroy and cleanse all Jews from the state of Israel. Now, if you're asking me if the rest of the world is promoting that they should be in charge of this landmass, absolutely not. What would we do if we were attacked and then we went in to defend ourselves as Americans? Well, the situation would have been over long ago. And we would not have just sat back and said, no, let's just leave those entities be. No, you fight evil and you rid them of that place. So yeah, this has to be dealt with right away.
Talking to Joshua Waller, he is the one of the Israel guys, and he's from Israel and actually lives there. He's a United States citizen, but his family is there loving and serving the Jewish people in so many different ways in the land of Israel. They've been doing that for a long time, and they have got this Israel Summit that's coming up May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. And I just want to encourage you, please make plans to go. There's going to be incredible speakers. There's going to be a special gala dinner. It is going to be a celebration, but it's going to be so informed. You're going to leave there motivated to do something. You are going to be impacted in such a huge way. So please go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com, and you can get all the information there about this Israel Summit that's coming up May 20th through the 22nd. Joshua, we have a lot of people who are listening that love the Jewish people, love the land of Israel. What would you like to say to them right now, you know, about the war? And now we've been talking about a lot of these different things, but what specifically would you like to say to them about what's going on there in the land of Israel?
Well, I think specifically to speak to you, the Israel supporting people, you have a lot of pushback, even with people, other Christians that don't understand. There's a thing called anti-Semitism, and that crosses all bounds. There's Christians and those that are listening right now are like, yes, that's me. I've tried to love Israel, and I have pushback from my family or my friends. There's areas of your life that have a lot of pushback, and I would just tell you that that's age old. That is something that has gone on for centuries. We have people that stood with Israel and those that didn't. When I talk about this, I like to talk about Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie Ten Boom said, if you love God, you love what God loves, and God loves his people. He didn't forget them. God's not a forgetful God. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so to encourage you, keep pressing on. And when you hear things like, I just want to give you a little arsenal a little bit. If you hear things like, why do we need to help the Jews? They have all the money, and they do all this thing. That's nothing but a lie from the pit of hell. Would you like to know what the facts are? The 7 million Jews that live in the nation of Israel are surrounded again by the 400 million Arabs that surround them. And you want to talk about wealth. That's one of the biggest issues that we have is people have this anti-Semitic view of Jews as being wealthy. Look at the situation around Israel right now. You talk about wealth, go to the oil that's in the Arab. There is no comparison. Just do a quick Google search real fast without the anti-Semitic backdrops, and you will see that the Arab nations around Israel are extremely more wealthy than the nation of Israel. And so what Israel do they need our help? Yes, they need our help more than ever before, and they're not super funded. They need the backing of nations to come alongside. And I'll tell you this really quickly. It's one of the most fascinating things ever, is you and your support of Israel is so significant. When the children of Israel came into the land of Israel, there was a real obscure little thing that happened. When they came into the nation, the Ammonites and Moabites were asked to give them bread and water. They refused, right? And then you see, follow up with that, God says, I will not allow you into my house for 10 generations and forever because you didn't provide my people with bread and water on their way in. I just like to ask the question, are we in the second Exodus? And I believe we are. The nation of Israel is coming back, not from Egypt, but from everywhere. Yes, from Egypt, but also from every other place on the whole planet. The Jewish people are returning, and it's our moment, the nations. Biblically, you have the nations and you have Israel. There's only two people groups in the Bible, right? It's like you have these people and then you have everybody else. So we're mandated right now, though people get it or not, to continue pressing in and to say, we will provide Israel with bread and water. That's the biblical message that we have to hold on to. We will not be like the Ammonites and Moabites that refused to do what they were requested. And we are going to provide Israel with the essentials. No matter what it is, we're there with them and we stand with them. And doesn't matter what our friends and neighbors say, we want to be in the assembly of the Lord. And if it's true for the Ammonites and Moabites that they were rejected, we don't want to try that again. We will stand with Israel and we will give them the bread and water that they need. So for all those that are just love Israel, somewhere it's in your heart, keep going. Don't be persuaded by all the and honestly, it's scary today. You know, the Jewish community's being anti-Semitism in the streets. It's horrible. But keep pressing in and don't give up. Keep pressing in. God has a huge award. Blessing. You will be blessed.
Joshua Waller, one of the Israel guys, and you can find out more about what they do there in the land of Israel to bless, love, and serve the Jewish people when you go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. That's a good gateway for you to go to find out about all that they do there in the land of Israel, theisraelguys.com. The Israel Summit is coming up May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. This is an incredible summit. You're going to be bringing in people from all over the land of Israel. And somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, I don't know why I should go to this. Why should they come?
Well, again, we have so much misinformation going around the world. This is a place where you're not going to see misinformation and just a rhetoric continued. This is coming straight from the people of Israel to you, and this is not muffled. It's going to be a live presentation of Jewish people speaking to Christians and what's actually happening and how we can be a part of it. That's the whole goal. They wouldn't come here if it wasn't for them wanting to reach out to the Christian world and say, we want to partner with you. We want you to be a part of this story. Let's do it together. We've been doing it separate for 2,000 years. Let's do this together. And these are the Jewish people that are coming have this approach. And of course, it's a life changer. Once you remove all that anti-Israel stuff and you face-to-face yourself with the truth of what's happening in Israel, it's life changing.
Well, I want to encourage everybody to be a part of this. The Israel Summit is coming up May 20th through the 22nd. It's in Nashville, Tennessee, and I know it's going to fill up really, really quickly. So please make some plans right now to be a part of that May 20th to the 22nd, Nashville, Tennessee, the Israel Summit. And how you can get information, the best way, I think, is to go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. You can go there and you can get a lot of great information about, you know, what the Israel Guys and how Yovel is doing in the land of Israel. You get information about the Israel Summit and so much more. You guys are doing so much there in the land, Joshua. I consider you a dear friend. I've known you for a long, long time. Thank you for your work. I love your family and what you guys do there in the land of Israel, and I appreciate you joining us today.
John, it's so great to be back on here with you.
I really appreciate all that HaYuvel is doing there in the land of Israel to serve and love the Jewish people in so many different ways. I want to encourage you to be a part of that conference that we talked about during this Middle East report, and it's coming up in May. You can get all the details when you go to theisraelguys.com, theisraelguys.com. A lot of great stuff on that website, so I encourage you to please check that out. I also want to encourage you to download a podcast of the show. We're available wherever you get your podcasts, on all the podcast platforms out there. And of course, you can always go to afr.net, click on the podcast tab, and you can download it there as well. Thank you for listening. I'm John Riley.